Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Gold and Son, and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, man. Good morning, everyone. I am so excited to start our show. We've got the Rubicon clang in here, and for some reason I didn't get my memo, but I'm going to be all over that. I'm so excited to have them. You're going to find out a little bit about the show that's actually starting tonight and going all the way till February 14th. What a perfect Valentine's Day gift all the way through. You could be like a hero before it even starts. So anyways, all of the shows over at Rubicon are just amazing, and this one is actually directed by Catherine Farmer, which is here today. Welcome, and how are you?
Thank you. I'm very well.
I'm excited to talk with you, and of course, this is Sea Rock City, and we've got Eric Odom, who's been in here before and had such an amazing, and also Lily. You both actually, it was before that Nick said that you were in here before, and we had a great time.
Happy
to be back. So again, I want to urge everyone to go and see Sea Rock City, and of course, is it a sequin from the other one, or how does that work? Tell me, just so I can make sure I say it right. You know,
yes, it is a sequel to Last Train to Nebrock, which performed at the Rubicon in April and May of 2015.
I was there. I love that show. You guys did an amazing job. It's funny when you have people in your studio and you know, you kind of see them and you get to meet them, but I had no idea how passionate both of you are. I mean, oh my God. I think I shared with you that when I was watching it, I was crying almost like a movie. You know, of course, I do cry a lot because I'm so heart-sent, you know, and heartfelt when you guys were doing that. So I can't wait to talk with everybody and share this with all my listeners.
Oh, well, thank you.
So I do want to remind anybody that's just starting their day, waking up with us here, and, you know, what an amazing weekend we've got ahead of us. There's so many great things to do here in Ventura. I'm so glad that I am a part of this. I do want to remind you that we are here till 8 o'clock, and we start from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and we talk about the brighter side of life in here out in the 805, but of course, we're reaching way further now. We've got guests from all over the world, and again, I want to give out our phone number because what we love to do is give back to our listeners, and gosh, I just want to do a shout out to all of our listeners that I've been listening for like 7+ years. This is so cool. And when I get the chance to talk to all of them, you know, I get to find out a little bit more about you. So I want to hear from all of you. I never say we'll take the 10th, we'll take the 20th caller. I want to hear from all of you, because what we do is we put all of these names into a drawing. And we have so many things that we are giving away that we want you to be a part of that. So again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And of course, our first guest this morning, we're going to be talking with the whole cast and crew and the director of Rubicon. And of course, that's Sea Rock City. And Rubicon is a great place to go and watch a show. Oh my God. It's just like kind of, it's just homey. I don't know. It's family. It's like, yeah. It just feels good. So anyways, I'm so excited to be talking with you. Also joining us today is Liz Davidson, and she's going to be talking about what your financial advisor isn't telling you. You guys might want to stay. No. anyways, again, I do want to share all of our stuff that we're going to be giving away. And Tom, how are you doing?
Doing great over here, Kim.
Very good. Well, I do want to start off with a moment of motivation. And of course, that's what it's all about. That's what my show's all about, is really living your best life, living the life that you have set out to. And sometimes life happens. And how do we get back on track? And that's what this is all about. So today, success is a state of mind. If you want success, start thinking of yourself as a success. I always say, you know, those quiet, some, we all have them, that negative thought that creeps up in our mind. It's that talk that maybe we're not good enough, maybe we're not fashionable enough, maybe we're not, whatever it is that's doing that to you. Change that thought, because that's really a quiet prayer. And I want you to think of yourself as being enough, and to really know that you are perfect who you are. And again, gosh, living proof right here in my studio. You know, we're going to talk about your dreams and how you guys became who you are, and really just sharing that with all of our listeners out there. So if you're waking up right now, start your day in a positive way. And I'm so glad that you are here tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Tom, you want to talk about all those giveaways?
Let's start with the restaurants. Pete's Breakfast House. We also have Midtown Cafe, Urbane Cafe, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, along with Freebird's World Burrito Veggie Grill, Kids Meal, that's free at The Habit, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's, and Famous Dave's Lure Fish House is also in the group. Let's talk about the Rubicon Theater presenting Sea Rock City. We'll have tickets for that running through February 14th. Also on Sunday, February 14th, it's funny stuff from our favorite local comic, and that is Jason Love. And he's going to be doing the comedy at the Mubico Theaters presenting Valentine's Comedy Date Night. Harlem Globetrotters having fun and bouncing basketballs in Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles. Along with that, Shen Yun. Shen Yun brings the profound spirit of this lost civilization to life on stage, and that stage is in Thousand Oaks, Northridge, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. All of those from the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. So let's just start off with director Catherine Farmer. And of course, we have Eric Odom and Lily Nexe. And of course, they're all about Sea Rock City from Rubicon. And I'm so glad that you are here. I'm one of the big supporters. I try not to ever miss any of them. And if somebody wants a place of a destiny of like what to do on any night, I'm like, Rubicon. Okay. So anyways, I love all of the people that make it happen. They are so welcome. And Catherine, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am British. I had a year out here in Ventura last year and was an intern, actually. I am in producing and directing, and got a chance to direct Last Train to Nibrock.
Which was amazing. It really was. And you guys did an amazing job, as I was saying.
Thank you. And was invited back to direct the rest of the trilogy. So this is number 2. And so I'm just very grateful to be back. Rubicon really is my home theater. I met Carolyn Burns, the artistic director, by chance in London, and we've just had this great relationship and have just been interested in directing.
And now, let me ask you a question. Do you still live in London?
I do. I have a visa, which means I can come and work in the States.
Most of my family's back in London.
Great.
Yeah, so yeah. I love your accent. It makes me feel right at home. I love it. So,
Good.
How long are you out here for?
I'm here until the 3rd of March, but I can come and go as much as I want with my visa for the next 3 years.
That's
so I'm very lucky and
So tell us, Catherine, a little bit about Sea Rock City.
Sea Rock City is the continuing story of me and Raleigh, two young lost souls who fall in love on a train. It's 1940. It's a very tender story, and in Last Train, what you learn about these two people is that they're looking for new dreams, and they find each other and they fall in love. So this is them returning from their honeymoon. You don't have to have seen Number One to enjoy Sea Rock City. It's just a story about a young couple who are fighting to stay together against a very anxious time. It's the Second World War. It's about the impact of war on the home front.
Against family beliefs, right?
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Yes.
I mean, there was a lot of things. And what I loved was just the heart of really love, of staying together.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's so missed in our world now. I mean, when we say, you know, that we take our husband or our wife to do us to part in death, or that's like not really existence anymore. It's like, okay, you're kind of making me mad. I think it's over. And I love where this is, because that's really, to me, what relationships all about.
Yeah, they're very flawed, very real people. And I think that's a big thing in the play, is that we feel like we can connect with them because they're real people, and the things that they face, and like you're saying, they have to learn to overcome their differences, their religious differences, their class differences, different illnesses. Raleigh, the protagonist, has epilepsy, which prevents him from being a soldier, which is his dream. And May, the leading counterpart, is she's fighting to keep her job. So, you know, it's she's a principal. What does that mean? The children are losing family members. You know, there's the pressures of war on her school. And then, of course, on the two mums. We have two new characters in Sea Rock City, played by Sharon Sharth and Clorinda Ross, who is returning to Rubicon after doing Spit Like a Big Girl and all these different shows you may have seen. So it's really just about the family and the unity of coming back together.
Is she nailing it?
I'm telling you, I'm just very impressed over here.
Well, it's obviously has to be the director's vision. Do you agree?
Yes.
And you know, it's funny because I've talked with Brian before, and you know, he always goes, "You just say that all the time." You know that I'm so passionate. He is. I mean, there's nothing better than having that vision. If we can't see it, feel it, taste it. It's like my radio show. If I can't feel it, taste it, and visualize it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I love how you pick out the characters, and Rubicon just nails it every time. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, I've been to lots of different shows and lots of different theaters, and every single time, I mean, and it's funny, not only myself, but everybody, I could just see people just going, oh my God, this is just... It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So
it attracts great designers and actors, and it is really a very collaborative theater. Everyone from the set builder, designer, lighting designer, the casting director, everyone really just gives it their A game. So it's a very special place to work.
Yeah, I love it. You know what we're going to do is I need to take a quick break. And of course, we didn't give away anything in the beginning of our show. Tom, you got to keep me on. I'm like so excited to talk to them. Let's do a couple giveaways. Let's give Pete's Breakfast House to start off with, because it's so nice and early. And then let's give a couple pairs of tickets away to Rubicon. And of course, that's Sea Rock City, January 27th. That starts tonight all the way through February 14th. I've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and what you're interested in, and then somebody, one of the team members of the Kim Pagano Show, will get back with you. So I want to hear from everybody. Our callers are going up like crazy, and I love that. So never think that it's not going to be your chance. With that, when we come back, we're going to be speaking with actors Eric Odom and Lily Nexe. So excited. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
I'm I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I'm Kim. And of course, we've got full studio. I'm here with Tom. And of course, we've got Eric Odom and Lily Nixie. And of course, we've got Catherine Farmer, who is the director of this great play that's here right now tonight. I can't wait till tonight is the opening, right? Yeah. It's always a special one. I know you guys have been doing this for a while. And then now it's like, okay, you know, let's make it happen. Welcome, and I'm so glad to have both of you back. And I was saying that our last interview was amazing. I really got to kind of, you know, it's interesting. I got to know both of you, but then when I saw you in action, oh my God, I have to tell you, you guys are amazing. You really are.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about both of yourselves. And here you are again in another, musical together and play together. And it's you do a great job.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be back at the Rubicon for Sea Rock City. It's such a beautiful play. And it's nice to have the continuation of their love story. I think Last Train to Nibrock, May and Raleigh fall in love in such a magical, almost isolated way. It's like a movie love. They ride off into the sunset, and I think the joy of Sea Rock City is seeing them in real life, seeing them with the pressures and realities of day-to-day life and their families, and how do they stay together? How do they stay in love? How do they make it work when they're dealing with everything that life throws at them? And I think it's a really relatable story.
And Lily, on a personal level, I always like to just get a piece of the real you. That's how your life is, right? I mean, life is hard. You're acting. You've got, I mean, just like me, we have life happening to us.
Yes.
What keeps you above the water?
I think friends and family. I just got married in
August.
Oh,
congratulations. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So it's nice to have that that personal experience to bring to this show as well. I think I'm very passionate and excited about this play, and being able to throw my whole focus and attention into it is something that really helps drive me.
Lily, tell everybody a little bit about what you've done and where you've been.
I grew up in film and television. I got my SAG card when I was 3 years old.
Not very old. Okay, wow, that's great.
I started out my career, I guess, as Morgan Matthews on Boy Meets World. We filmed the pilot when I was 4. And that was a really interesting experience, being a part of that live tapings in front of an audience every week. And I think that really set me up with an interesting view of the industry. I grew up in it, so I feel very comfortable as a part of film and television and theater. And having gotten more and more into theater as I've grown up and learned more about acting, I think it's such an interesting perspective. It's so much more immediate than film and television. You have such a relationship with the audience in the room, as well as with your fellow actors.
I never heard that it said that way, that it's so immediate. And I love that because we live in a 24/7 and, you know, I guess what I get that.
It's
interesting.
It's especially nice in today's culture where everything's, you know, on your phone, on the computer. It's nice to have a real personal human connection.
Yeah. And there's nothing better than the old fashioned stage of somebody right there in front of you, and you're seeing them, you're living through them, whatever you're portraying.
Yeah, we're all in it together. The audience, the
actors, it's a teamwork. You could totally tell when you're up there.
They're the last cast member. So it's when the shows actually start. When we start doing it for real, you get the last cast member there, and it's the audience, and there's a connection there that builds.
Yeah, I love it. Eric, talk to us about you and tell us who you are.
So I got started a little bit later than Lily. I didn't get my SAG card at 3. But I've been in LA for about 7 years now. I worked on the last Twilight film as a vampire. Was one of my first big
which
film roles.
Which was amazing.
Oh, much Thank appreciated. You. Mm-mm. Yeah, and but I've been doing a lot of theater in recent years, and started in LA with a few smaller professional theater companies like Rogue Machine and The Blank, and then did Last Train to Nimrock up here, and was recently in London just a few months ago with Catherine doing a show over there. So yeah, I'm really happy to be back. It's rare in theater to be able to slip back in and play the continuation of a character that you've already played.
I know.
Before.
How does that feel? That's a great point right there, because it's almost like, okay, you practice and then you're on, and then you got to come back and kind of slip back in. Is that hard?
It's been really unique and fun. I wouldn't say hard. It's been...
Is it like riding a bike and you just, it just falls right back in?
I mean, Raleigh has... Raleigh's become a very good friend of mine, so it's nice to be able to kind of slip back into his shoes for a little
bit. Does Raleigh represent you in any way whatsoever?
Absolutely.
Love it. Okay. What? Just give us one clue, because I want all of our listeners out there to make sure they get there to see this. But
the shame.
Raleigh's very mischievous.
The playfulness. And just... the sensitivity, I think, and the empathy. I mean, he is a he's a very sympathetic and empathetic person, and he takes care of May, and May takes care of him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Catherine, does he have it? Is that what you perceive for him?
Yeah. Completely. Okay. Well, something I found amazing for me was I was working in New York when I discovered I was doing Last Train, and so I cast via video. I was Skyped into the auditions.
Really?
And it was very interesting. The second I saw these two over Skype, I was like, these are the two. And then I met them in real life and was like, wow, these two actors they have the right sensibility. Like, it was an amazing moment.
Well, I have to say, watching the first sequence of this, oh my gosh. You guys, it's almost like, I mean, you know, congratulations on your marriage, but you would think that you guys had a definite connection in that show. And you know, I love that when you really put your hearts and your guts into it.
Yeah, well, I think it's such a beautiful story. You can't help but relate to these lost souls seeking new dreams and connection and a purpose for their lives. And Eric has been wonderful to work with. He's such a talented counterpart. And it's so fun to see May and Raleigh on the next step of their journey. It's really interesting, to come back to these characters and see a different side to them. And you're getting to experience them in a whole new way.
So for our audience and our listeners out there, do you think it's more of a family friendly? Can they bring children to this, or what would you,
Absolutely. Yeah, there's it's very inclusive. I mean, there's no real violence, no real bad language or anything. It's very traditional.
Yeah.
And it espouses a lot of, I think, universal values about love and compassion for for those around you and those that you care about. I mean, it's a very traditional love story with some complexity. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah, well, you're in Kentucky, right? You're at the end of World War II. I mean, there's a lot of detail and things around that are happening. And then at the same time, but it's a perfect time for Valentine's Day. I mean, was that okay, did we plan this exactly? I mean, that's perfect, right?
I think you guys probably planned
it. Yeah, so Rubicon does a really good job. Catherine, I want to go back to you. You actually won an Indie Award, right?
I did.
Tell us about that.
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. It was my 22nd birthday.
22 years old. And
she's a baby.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait. What about you, Eric?
I'm 18.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I love it. God, such great success right here.
Yeah, and I got the phone call on my birthday eve. And my dad was in town, and we were on a road trip up to San Francisco. And we turned around and came back down and had just the most wonderful time at the Santa Barbara Independent Awards, just to meet all the different artists from Santa Barbara and Ventura County, and to just hear about all the fantastic work that is being produced out here. It's so exciting, and to feel so included and so embraced and welcomed, especially from someone who didn't grow up in Ventura. I feel so
It's
blessed.
A very warm city,
it's
isn't it?
It's a very warm city. Yeah. You know, there was never once, I've never not felt so welcome. So it's a testament to everyone here. So and the theater community out here is fantastic. So it was just it was a great thing to achieve.
Now, let me ask you. So what have you been directing since that? I mean, from
I went home and had the opportunity to direct a play called Pig Farm by Greg Kotis, who wrote Urinetown. A musical, a dark comedy. And so this play was about the trials and tribulations of a pig farm somewhere in America, and what happens when a very an officer from the EPA, the Environmental
Protection...
Aggressive. Thank
there you go.
Okay. An officer from the EPA comes to shut down the pig farm. And it was just a really fun, dark comedy. Eric Odom played the young farmhand.
Oh, no wonder he knew who it was. Okay, got it. There you go.
He was aggressive.
He
was aggressive, but it was great. It was a dark comedy. It was such a different challenge for me. Going from Last Train, which was this very sort of...
Very
it was sexy. It was settled. It was
subdued connected. Different. Yeah.
And then this was like big bang, bang, bang. It was like a physical comedy. It was a farce. It was dark. So it was just completely, completely different gear change. And that's something, you know, I enjoy pushing myself and it's.
How much schooling did you have to go to for this?
So I did a degree at a university in theater. Then the year I graduated came out. I really have learned everything from the Rubicon, working with Carolyn, ADing. I've AD'd since I directed a bunch of things at university, which really you just learn on the job. I learned so much just directing student plays, directing things on campus. We had a professional arts campus, art center on our campus at university. So I was working with professional designers and teams and everything. So we cut our teeth. I cut my teeth at university and then just AD'd, got the chance to AD some professional shows in London before I came out. So just through osmosis, really.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
To all three of you and to Rubicon, because I have to tell you, you know, I always say it takes a village, right? And especially on stage, you could see it takes a team. You play off of each other. The whole, you feel it. The audience could feel it from both of you. And I can't wait to see another one tonight. And I thank you so much for taking time to be here on our show to share this with everyone. And I hope that I'll see you again soon.
Absolutely.
So
thank
again,
you for having
leave
us.
Everybody with one message that we're going to get from the play tonight and all the way through the 14th. Is there a message? Is there a message that Sea Rock City
Love takes work, but it's worth it.
Oh, oh, you just crushed all those women out there. That's awesome. I love it. All right. Again, thank you so much, Catherine, Eric, and Lily. Thank you so much for being here on the Kim Pagano Show. I can't wait to see it. And I just want to recommend everybody out there to go see Rock City. Do you guys have the website that they can call up? And
www.rubicontheatre.org, and the box office phone number is 805-290-2900.
Perfect. There you go. 805-667. Did we say 667?
667-2900.
There you go. And you can go to rubicontheatre.org. All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Liz Davidson, and we're going to be talking about what your financial advisor isn't telling you. Stay with us. Let's do a giveaway right now. And I would love to give something away. We'll go another pair of tickets. And that is January 27th, tonight, all the way through February 14th. And that is Sea Rock City. And also, we will do Freebirds. We've got gift certificates to Freebirds, and of course, that's all about the world burritos. And they have they all kind of start from scratch, so it's kind of like we'll put that out there. All right, stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to remind you that we are here till 8 o'clock. So, and again, from 2 to 3. And I hope that you stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got our next guest, Liz Davidson, and we're going to be talking about what your financial advisor isn't telling you. And it's actually about the 10 essential truths you need to know about money. And of course, we're kind of behind on our giveaways here, so I'm gonna like catch up on that part. I've got some Harlem Globetrotter tickets, and this is of course their 90th year, and so I'd love to get some out to you. So call us right now at 805-419-0008. Let's invite our next guest on. Liz Davidson, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
So I'm the CEO of one of the leading providers of unbiased financial wellness programs to companies as an employee benefit. So employees of our corporate clients get access to unlimited financial coaching on any financial issue from our team of in-house certified financial planner educators that have nothing to sell, no conflicts of interest, no angles. It's just the straight-up truth about your money.
Mm. And is this your first book?
This is my first book, and it was such a nice alignment with the business because, obviously, it's called What Your Financial Advisor Isn't Telling You, the 10 Essential Truths You Need to Know About Your Money. And the reality is, when we're talking with people all day long about their money, most of the things that they're concerned about and that drive their wealth don't have to do with investments or insurance or those things that financial advisors focus on, but are more about things that they control more directly, like their employee benefits, like paying down their debts, finding the right life partner. And so there's so much out there that is almost, you know, hidden in the world of financial planning, and it really is so much more powerful than the things that are talked about more often, like what the market's doing today.
Yeah, what is the market doing? That's not a good one for this week, but I'm sure we'll get back up there. So how should someone go about finding a financial advisor in, and is it they're in their best interest?
So financial advisors that operate in your best interest can be a huge asset. And there's a couple of things I would say that if you're thinking about whether you need a financial advisor or not, you should make sure you maximize all your employee benefits first, because your employer has often price advantages, tax advantages. Often they help subsidize benefits. So you got to make sure you do that first, and then also make sure you've paid off all your high interest rate debt, because no advisor can give you that same kind of return that a high interest rate credit card getting paid off can give you.
So that's a perfect thing, Liz. So you're saying if you have any debts out there, as far as, you know, high credit cards or maybe car payments that maybe you didn't get a really good interest rate on, that's something you would try to consolidate and pay those off first?
Yes, because those rates are higher than what you would expect from a financial advisor, and they're guaranteed. So you guarantee yourself, you know, as you pay those high interest rate cards off, and yes, consolidating is a good idea, but as you pay them off, you're guaranteeing that return that you were paying in interest. So
that's one huge tip right there, because so many of us think we pay, like, you know, you can maybe like barely pay anything on a credit card, and yet you're it's kind of going against you, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And the amount you can save is phenomenal. We have a resource in the book and then associated with a website that readers can access called the Debt Blaster. And for many people, it's, as you know, you can save $2, $3, $4 a day, transfer that amount to your highest interest rate credit card, get that paid off, and then continue to go down. And just doing that, you know, we've seen people go from 30 years or more, if they're going to do the minimum payments, to getting out of debt in a year and a half. I mean,
that's a big deal.
Really powerful strategy.
Yeah. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking with Liz Davidson. We're talking about what your financial advisor isn't telling you. And you've got the 10 essential truths you need to know about your money. What are the 10 essential truths?
Well, that's probably a longer segment. But what I would say that, you know, they're all laid out in the book, and we provide step-by-step resources that you can go through to make them easy to implement, because one of the hardest things with money is, you know, it's time or it's sacrifice. So it's really about getting things automated. And one thing we talk about is taking a financial independence day, which is taking a day off. And most people don't use up all their vacation time. So take a day off, and we provide this checklist for people to go through so that they can automate as much as possible, so they're saving and investing automatically. It's not something you need to think about. So that they've set up their beneficiaries correctly and gotten their will taken care of. I mean, all those things you put off that can really hurt you if you don't get to.
In the long run, correct.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Wow. And now let me ask you a question. If, say, somebody, you know, I'm always trying to figure out how to, you know, I don't know, like you have DirecTV and you have all these bills that you just kind of, you have them, but then you got to go through and see if there's any better deals, or, you know, how do you kind of regroup on all your utility bills?
So there's a lot of resources. We have financialfinesse.com/FID is the site that accompanies the book, but anyone can access that. And there are resources there that there are companies that will help you find the best deals.
Oh,
now,
really?
They may charge a fee for that, but mm-hmm. usually it's a percentage of the savings. So some of those resources are on that site. But that's a very good point, because a lot of times you can get the same thing and maybe even better quality for less money.
I kind of have a little problem with that, because sometimes new clients actually get better deals than old clients.
Yes.
You know, I don't really get that. It's almost like, wow, you've been with us for 21 years. No, we can't do anything more for you. And then my kids that are moving into a house, and of course, I'm glad that they're getting a deal, but they're going, oh, we just got it for half the price. I'm like, really? And it's the same thing. I don't really, do you have an opinion on that at all?
Well, what I would say is more things are negotiable than you think.
Mm.
So if you know that, you know, someone's getting a better deal with the same carrier, call them and see what you can do. I mean, you know, they want your business. Credit card companies in particular will negotiate. And that always surprises people. But you can say, look, I got an offer for, you know, a 0%, you know, 1 year, you know, offer on a credit card, and you're charging me 19%. I mean, what can you do here for me? Because I'm looking to transfer my balance.
Wow, that's a great, okay, that's perfect. Now, let me ask you a question, okay? I know that research says about the link between daily financial stress and serious illness. What's your thought on that?
It is astounding. And, you know, we see people that have financial stress every day. I mean, what we do is really help those people that, you know, are struggling, and how do they get out of that and into a place where they're, you know, able to ultimately be financially secure. So we see the impact of it, but it wasn't until I did more research and found organizations that had studied this in detail, and the incidence of heart attacks is twice as common among the financially stressed versus those that don't have financial stress. I mean, the list goes on from there. Ulcers, migraines, cancer. I mean, it's just really every single medical condition that is at all impacted by stress is disproportionately impacted by financial stress, because it's such an extreme burden on people, and it's something that you feel, you know, day in and day out. And so your body's releasing this hormone called cortisol that is for fight or flight. It's not designed to be something that you know, is being released into your body day in and day out. So it's a very damaging stress. And one of the best things people can do for their physical health is make sure their financial health is in order.
I think that's a really good point. You know, Liz, will you stay on with us? I know we need to take a really quick break, but I thought maybe you could give us some tips, especially for the new year, of just really kind of, you know, I always say, you know, I'm one of those people that like kind of go through, you know, all of my utility bills, then all of my insurances, then go through kind of, because sometimes we have things that are put on our credit cards, or we don't really know what we're paying for because it's just out of there and we haven't really gone through it because we're so, you know, either just trying to make a living or trying to just keep up with ourselves. But there's some things that maybe we don't need that newspaper anymore and we've been paying for it. Maybe we don't need that auto pay on a, you know, a gym that we actually can get out of, or, you know, there's things like that. Can you stay with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to do a little shout out. We do have, and I want to invite you to the 7th Annual Experience Strength and Hope Award at the Skirball Center on Tuesday, February 16th. And the event will be honoring actress and author Mackenzie Phillips and hosted by Portolandi and Ed Begley Jr. And so there's going to be appearances from The Last Comic Standing and many more celebrities and guests. And the doors open at 5:30. And I would love to have you guys join us there. The show starts at 7:30 and tickets are $75. I do want to give out the website, and that is www.brownpapertickets.com. With that, I'm really excited to be a part of that. Also, a little shout out to Life Worth living. And this week I went over to the City Center right here in Ventura. And oh my God, just hearing some powerful testimonies over there. I'm telling you that if you want to get involved in something, this would be a great place to start. So I would definitely love to have you be a part of that. Also, let's do a little giveaway right now. And I've got some MovieCo Laughter. It's Valentine's Comedy Date Night, and that's Sunday, February 14th over at the MovieCo. So stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Call us and so you can get your name in, and we'll be right back.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Golden Sun and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way with us here. And we've got a great year ahead of us. We're so excited. So many new people joining on with us. And if you have a business that you would like to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, we'd love to have you. So again, that same number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Call us. Tell us how do we get connected with the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that we will be here till 8 o'clock, and our next guest that we're going to have on our second hour is the Essential Ayurvedic Cookbook, and of course, it's all about vegetables, and it's always healthy. That's what we talk about here. And then we also have the world's easiest paleo baking. So we're going to be talking about food in our next hour. And of course, right now, we're talking with Liz Davidson, and we're talking about your financial, what your financial advisor isn't telling you. And we've got some tips there. And of course, I do want to do another giveaway. And let's see, how about some Veggie Grill? If you haven't been to Veggie Grill, it's over in Thousand Oaks or Westlake out there. And they have them all over, but it's a variety of healthy choices from mindful menus. So love to share those with you. I'm telling you, you're going to love their food there. All right, Liz, welcome back. And thank you so much for staying here with us on the Kim Pagano Show.
Absolutely.
So leave us with some tips that can really help us kind of, you know, go back over all of our bills and all of our things that are maybe sitting dormant and yet they're costing us.
Yeah, so I think this is the perfect time of year to do it. And I'm going to really give you three tips. And the first is to find the system that works for you. So for some people, that's really pen and paper. Others, it may be a spreadsheet. Others, it may be a system like Mint.com. Or even if you use one bank for almost all of your payments, you know, getting that aggregated budget so you can see where you're spending your money and where you might be able to cut. So setting it up in a way that is tolerable for you and works with how your brain works and how you process.
That's great. Now, when you say Mint.com, like I use QuickBooks. Is Mint.com different?
Mint.com is a service, and it does take a little while to set up. It takes about an hour, but you can put all your different accounts basically into one system, and then every time you make an expense, it will alert you. I mean, it's an app on your phone, so it'll alert you as to, you know, how you're doing in your different categories, and it keeps a running tab.
Wow, that's cool. And yeah. Is there a cost for that or no?
No, it's free of charge.
Ooh, I like free, okay.
Yeah, they do have like advertising on it, but yeah. I mean, I think we all know it's advertising, and yeah. You can ignore that and,
okay,
and
cool.
Use the app.
Okay, cool, I like that. Very cool.
The next thing is to have fun. I mean, things are much, much easier to stick to if they're fun. I mean, if it's not fun, at least make it painless, but ideally make it fun. And we've, you know, talked to people that have really gotten into things like couponing and really enjoyed it, because you often walk out of the store, you know, with much, much less.
Well, you know what's so funny is I'm gonna blast my husband here for a second, because he's like, oh God, you're gonna do that coupon thing. I'm going to the end of the line, or I'm going outside, or I'll wait for you. But you know what's interesting? I have four children, and when I was, raising them, I felt like that was money in my pocket. And so why would you throw money away, or why would you not save if you could save? It's not, you know, I mean, we would end up, and it was funny because my oldest daughter had moved out and gone to college, and she's like, oh my God, Mom, how did you do this? It's so expensive. I have no idea how you raised all of us and we had decent food. And so she found the coupon game. And oh my God, then she started telling me, Mom, you got to, and it was like you start collecting and you get all the stuff. There's a game to it.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, there is absolutely a game to it. And that's why, I mean, it's a hobby for people. Now you have to be organized and you have to, you know, enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, find something else. But that's just one example. Another is often you can do things at a lower price point, like having a potluck with friends, that's much more fun than going to a fancy restaurant where maybe you don't have that same kind of intimacy and environment.
Yeah, so, I totally agree with that. And even, you know, even you go out and buy clothes and you ask them, hey, is there any coupons or here? I mean, mostly almost everything you go on and you type in whatever store you're at, and there's something.
Yes.
It's like silly not to use that.
Yes. It's absolutely. I mean, you're getting the same product.
Yeah.
And then the last piece is friends and family. And so, you know, we're recommending that people, you know, along with the book, What Your Financial Advisor Isn't Telling You, the 10 Essential Truths You Need to Know About Your Money, we're recommending people start Financial Independence Days, where they go through chapter by chapter in the book and work together to overcome, you know, their different financial obstacles and to reach their goals. And that can be both fun and competitive. Who can save the most or find the best deals, or, you know, who can take best advantage of their workplace financial benefit or their workplace benefits, where they may have all sorts of things that they're not even aware they have that they can use instead of paying for. So it can really turn into both a sense of accountability, you know, having those weekly meetings, but also a sense of fun and competition.
That sounds great. And so Independence Day. Okay, so would you tell us how you would set that up?
So we have a website, financialfinesse.com/FID, which gives, you know, some step-by-step instructions on how to set up your own group. But you know, identify friends and family that are supportive, that you think, you know, would get along well together. Recommend they purchase the book. And then we recommend a weekly meeting going through each chapter. And there's a whole set of resources associated with every single chapter of the book that give you step by step what you can do to improve your finances.
Wow, I love that. So take us into your book for a second here. You know, give us a couple of the things that we're going to find by reading your book.
Well, you're going to find out all the things that you should be asking your employer about in terms of the types of benefits they may have that over time can save you or earn you huge amounts of money. We estimate that many people leave over $1 million on the table by not over the course of their careers by not taking advantage of their employer benefits.
Wow.
So you'll learn that. You'll learn how to pay off your debt faster, as I mentioned, using our debt blaster strategy, how to improve your credit score, how to find a financial advisor when you do need one, and how to be aware of the red flags so you don't end up with someone, I don't know if you watch that show American Greed, but
yes.
You know, someone that ends up, you know, essentially stealing your money. And you know, that's a small fraction of financial advisors, but they devastate people's
right.
finances. So what are the red flags there? And then how do you find a good advisor, as well as how you set yourself up for success investing? And I think that's particularly important, you know, with the craziness that we're going through with the market today.
Yeah, I love it. I know you haven't really touched on, you know, stocks or really investing in things like that. Is that something you do too?
We do not manage money. We're an education firm. So we provide employees with kind of a second opinion on whatever an advisor may be pitching them, or, you know, we look at their portfolios, but we have no skin in the game. So the companies pay us, and then we come in completely unbiased, objective, and, you know, really act as a sounding board. So we can evaluate, is this a legitimate investment or advisor? Is this portfolio balanced correctly for the person's goals? That kind of thing.
Wow, I love it. Where do we find your book, Liz?
It's available, you know, in the normal places you would expect, Amazon.com. There's a Kindle version. You can get it through iBooks, BarnesandNoble.com, any of the major bookstores, you know, whatever your preferred reading method is.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
It's available. There's even audible version.
Oh, so. You have it in audio?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I would love you to send me an audio. That would be great. I love having that on my collection, you know. Well, I would love to have you back again. This is so, I think it's such a great thing for people to really kind of look at, you know, their financial life, you know. And I love your book. It's got some really great tips. And thank you so much. Share our show with everyone, Liz. And
absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805.
Thanks again.
Thank you. All right. We are at the end of this hour. And of course, we're going to end it with a moment of happiness. And of course, I hope that you stay for another hour. We've got some really great guests. Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. I love that. You know, you got to just look at what you're collecting in your life and make sure it's things that are going to make a difference. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Stay with us. We'll be right back.